the Packers, not mentioned in any of these, although they do lose MD Jennings to the Bears, and the Bears apparently have interest in Mike Neal as well, and Green Bay will entertain Al Woods, and they're also going to entertain Owen Daniels on a visit. So that being said, we welcome in Brian Caravu, CheeseheadTV.com. Brian, this isn't a surprise what's happened so far in Green Bay. Maybe the biggest surprise is that they did the deal with Sam Shields before you got to free agency, right?
Sam Shields was the biggest priority for the Packers. I think it caught some people by surprise seeing the amount of dollars that he received, but maybe it shouldn't have been with the salary cap increasing by $10 million this year. I think you're seeing pretty much players across the NFL making more on average than they did a year ago in free agency, so that's a big part of the reason there. But no doubt about it, Packers addressing a position. You know, had they not signed Shields, now all of a sudden you might have to take a cornerback high in the NFL draft. So they did fill a need there.
When did you think that Green Bay would, when do you believe they'll make their first move? Because they will sign in free agency, unlike in many years.
I do really think Owen Daniels makes a whole lot of sense for the Packers, especially if JerMichael Finley and Andrew Corliss end up moving on in free agency. They're technically not under contract with the Packers anymore, so they would have to re-sign them. But, you know, Owen Daniels, he's kind of had a few injury issues. But, I mean, this past year, it was a broken fibula. It's not like he's got these fatigue injuries that are kind of nagging him. You know, they're major things that, I mean, nobody could play with a broken fibula. So I think that's an easy thing to come back from in time. And, you know, he's the kind of guy who could very much, I think, replace the kind of production JerMichael Finley had. He certainly he's had very good seasons in the past. And he doesn't count toward that, because he was cut by the Houston Texans, he doesn't count toward that compensatory draft pick equation, which can help the Packers get some extra draft choices down the road, which is nice, too.
Brian Caravu of CheeseheadTV.com with us here on the Mike Heller Show. MD Jennings going to the Chicago Bears. Is this a good riddance, or what's next?
You said it. The Packers, I don't think, are going to miss MD Jennings all that much. This past season, as I'm sure anybody who follows the Packers know, they got very little production from the safety position, zero interceptions from all players at the position. MD Jennings kind of being a guy being looked at as maybe one of the biggest lack of production on the team. Doesn't make an interception, hardly even tipped a ball, any pass deflections, and 855 snaps that he played on defense this past season. I think I might be able to get a few more pass deflections than that. He's very much undersized. He's not even 190 pounds, which I think is really working against a guy like MD Jennings. So I don't think the Packers mind seeing him go to a division rival.
We're talking with Brian Caravu, CheeseheadTV.com, on the Mike Heller Show. Mike Neal is on the list. Ryan Pickett is on the list. B.J. Raji is on the list. Johnny Jolly is on the list. These are all guys who were part of what they had in their defensive front seven package a year ago. If they all were to not re-sign with Green Bay, that means they have to be quite active. What's the concern level of what Green Bay has defensively on the front line?
I think what you're going to see in 2014 is guys who are still currently under contract. We're talking about Dayton Jones, last year's first-round draft choice. We're talking about Mike Daniels, who is very much one of the team's best defensive players this past year. Had, I think, what, 6.5, 7.5 sacks. Josh Boyd, a rookie last year. Those three guys are going to end up playing big roles in 2014. You could probably throw Jarrell Worthy in there as well. So I think, you know, those four guys are going to play big-time roles. Now, the Packers could certainly still use depth, and it's not out of the question that a guy like DJ Raji or Johnny Jolly comes back, or any of these guys. But I don't think there's maybe quite a need in there as may be perceived when you also factor in the Packers can grab somebody in the NFL draft yet, too, in May.
Would you? What is your surprise level on that Raji didn't sign in Green Bay and percentage chance that he still will?
Well, I got to tell you, B.J. Raji has to be kicking himself from when the Packers reportedly offered $8 million during last season. But, you know, from all I've heard, this $4 million one-year offer is still on the table for B.J. Raji. He's kind of sitting there weighing his options. Do I just, you know, take the prove-it contract, hopefully have a good year, and then make the big bucks next year? Or does he try to get a multi-year deal now, maybe worth a little less money, but a little more security in terms of years? He's got some things to figure out. It wouldn't surprise me whatsoever if he ends up taking up the Packers on this offer and coming back for one more year.
Brian Karavuch, CheeseheadTV.com, with us here on the Mike Keller Show. In terms of, I know you keep up on all the draftable players as well. I'm guessing the guide may be coming out pretty soon, but as you've been going over film and keeping up to date on the players that could potentially be best fits or the guys that you like in the upcoming draft, who would be maybe your top two or three?
Well, I guess I'll throw this out there. When I create our draft guide, I do all the safety position profiles, of course, that being a position that the Packers have a big need at. And my number one ranked safety, I think, is a guy that most people don't have ranked number one. I think if you look around at internet draft sites, things like that, you're going to see Kelvin Pryor of Louisville and Ha-Ha Clinton-Dix is kind of the top two safeties. Well, I've got a guy from Washington State. His name is Dayon Buchanan. I think he's really good. He's a hard hitter. He's a guy who's intercepted 15 passes over the course of his career. He was a first-team All-American at Washington State this past year. I really like what he's got. He at the NFL Combine, he had better measurables than both Pryor and Clinton-Dix. I think he's the guy, and I think he's really good. He could be a target for the Packers in the first round. Not many people agree with me, but that's all right. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, well, we know.
Now we're
going to
go watch the film.
No kidding. Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens over the next couple of days. Anybody that expected Green Bay to make a splash on day one or day two of free agency is not all that familiar with the way Ted Thompson operates. But they will do some things, I would think, over the next few days, and we'll keep in touch and follow what you're doing, too, as we move forward. Always appreciate it, Brian. Thank you.
Sounds good. Take care, guys.
See ya.